The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, you could say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Hi guys, and welcome to Mr. versus Mrs. LaGrasso versus LaGrasso, here exclusively on the Russo brand, The Realm Network. I'm Noelle, I'm the Mrs., and this is my husband, Big Vito LaGrasso. He's the Mr., and in case you're catching the show for the first time, we debate topics, you guys get to vote, and then at the end of the day, somebody's a winner, and somebody's a loser.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G. It's catching, everybody knows it, everybody's out there, the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G.
Let me ask you a question. How did you get a t-shirt on our merchandise when I design all the merchandise and all of a sudden an LOG t-shirt shows up? How did you do that? How did that even happen?
I've got peeps in the studio, girl.
But how did you even get in there to put a t-shirt, an LOG t-shirt in the store when I didn't design it?
Baby, okay? I've been a player my whole life, okay? Before you came on the scene, I got this shit on lock.
All right, so as I was saying, we have some votes, and last week's poll votes are in. Everything is calculated. Vito, you lost. I won again. You lost. You did not have a better leg drop than Hulk Hogan. Terry beat you again.
You know, I just want to say something, okay? I'm just directed to the people out there on the Russo brand, okay? You friggin' stink. Okay, first, you ignore my birthday, okay? You ignore my wish list, okay? You ignore me, right? I leave the Russo brand to do other ventures. You beg me to come back. And then I bring my brand back, and then you don't even vote for me. The conspiracy here at the Russo brand is terrible. It's absurd. It is horrible. Where is the love, people? I'll take my show and go somewhere else.
It's my show, and you can't go anywhere because I love the brand.
But it is my name on the brand.
But Vince bought this exclusive, so it's not your name on here. It's Vince's.
It's the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G.
Yeah. Okay. So you got to pick this week's topic. Do you care to introduce it, and then I'll translate it for the English-speaking people?
All right. This week, topic. I got a couple
topics.
Don't
say divorce. It's one topic to vote.
One topic, right?
No, I have a couple topics. You have one topic.
I was going to say about next week's. Would you if you'd let me finish, I had a couple topics for the next few weeks that we're going to talk about, but my wife has to interrupt me because she thinks.
I'm the producer of the show.
But just listen and then produce. Listen, then produce. Okay? You have a hard time listening, and then you don't produce. So just.
Oh, I don't produce?
No.
You want me to produce a black eye on your face?
Just not
then you better not talk to me like that in front of the people.
I'm talking in front
one
of people.
One topic, one vote. Don't confuse everybody. Now go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This week's topic, and then I'll bring up next week's topic next week and following week, because I am the creative creator of the topics. Anyway, this week's topic, okay? Now, we've had a rivalry here about going back and forth and who's over, who's not, who gets all the votes, who doesn't get the votes, okay? If you people had a choice, which party would you want to go to? The BIGV from the LOG? Or would you go to Noelle's party? I'm having a beach party. She's having a beach party. There's pool. There's drinks. There's sangria, there's food, live music at both parties, okay?
There's so many stipulations.
Where do you want to lay your hat for the evening or the day at the beach or the pool? Whose party do you want to go to, Noelle or the BIGV from the LOG?
This sounds like you want to run some kind of like popularity contest.
No, no, no. I just want to prove a point here, okay?
But it's kind of not fair because like you were on TV and stuff, and I'm just like an everyday person that just happened to like wander in, you know, like. I don't think your vote's very fair. I mean, I'll play your game. I know you're just doing this because you want to win one. That's okay if you win one. That's fine.
No, it's not about letting me win. I don't have to let win. The Hogan thing was a conspiracy. The Russians again. The Macho Man, okay? I'm still mad about. Okay, how many things? I got another one. After this week, I already got stuff in the can, okay?
Is it that stupid thing with The Rock again?
Huh?
Was it that stupid thing with The Rock again? It is, isn't it?
Okay.
Is there something?
Well, we're going to get through this week. We're going to get through this week, okay? We are going to get through this week.
Who's starting?
Guys?
You, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. Guys, okay? I think the Russo brand has been treating me very unfairly. It's disgusting, okay? And I come on here week after week, and I come and do a show for you people to entertain your freaking little tiny butts on a Monday, okay? We have to do all the work, send it to Russo, so I can put it on the exclusive brand for less than $1 a week, okay? Less than $1 a week, so I'm not even making $1 doing this crap, okay? And then...
You make more than me, because I don't make
anything. Then... You don't even acknowledge me during my birthday, during Christmas, during my wish list. Nothing.
During your wish
Nobody. List. Now, I'm going to put this on the bottom. Everybody go to my wish list. It'll be right here.
I'm not putting your wish list at the bottom of this page. I am not doing that. I'm not putting your wish list, though. I am not going to do that.
And at least
you don't have to get him
anything. And then you know what? Yeah, you do. I take my time to do this show.
But you get paid.
I don't get paid.
You do so. Russo pays you, but
Russo don't pay me nothing.
Yes, he does.
When has a pizza arrived at this house?
He pays you money, not pizza. You want to get paid in pizza?
No, he didn't even send that.
I don't get anything. I get zero.
Wait a minute.
Less than that.
You are the missus in the BIGV from the LOG.
Yeah.
Okay, you get to be on this show. I'm making you a star. Okay.
So that's why now I don't get paid anything?
Now the next contest is, whose party do you want to go to? The BIGV or the NOL or NOEL?
You okay? Can't even spell my name and you're married to me.
N-O-E-L. Noel.
It's not Noel. That's not my name.
Okay. Noel. Whose party do you want to go to, guys? Okay.
Was that your pitch for votes this week?
That is the contest. Where do you want to go? Now, this past...
Stop laughing at you because this is ridiculous.
This past week, what we have, 142 votes?
I don't know.
More
than that. You're looking at just Twitter, but we have people vote in different places.
All right.
And I calculate.
So we got a good amount of votes, okay? Somewhere along the line, my votes got lost. You had the Hulkster and the Skullster. You know Skull Von Crush? Scully Mac? You know? Scully? SDK? Okay? Hulkster, Skullster, somewhere people were, you know, oh my God, Hulkster, but you didn't look at the leg drop, the technique.
Do you want to know something? People were actually like, I've never seen Vito do a leg drop. Can you send me a clip? And I said, you got to watch Mr. versus Mrs. to see the clip because I had to hunt one down myself. So, I mean, that speaks a lot.
I did a leg drop almost every single.
You say that, but like nobody saw it. I don't know. When did you do it? Like Sunday Night Heat or something? Or Velocity? I mean...
Really?
Nobody would have seen it then.
You know, and that's another thing. You downed me. Oh, what did you see on Sunday night?
I'm not downing you.
You know?
I just asked where you did it. I mean...
When you were at the Great American Bash?
I didn't see no leg drop at the Great American Bash. Is that where, like, you got knocked out?
No, I did not get knocked out at the Great American Bash.
Well, it's a Great American Bash. I thought maybe you got knocked out. You got bashed.
Did you pay a ticket to get into the arena?
No. Thank you. Well, why would I buy a ticket to see you?
Thank you. Because we weren't together.
Again, why would I buy a ticket to see you?
Because you're a fan and you went to the show.
A fan of who? Hogan? Flair? Macho? Was Macho there? Tell them about your party. You're talking about your vote you lost last week because you're so butthurt about
guys,
it.
Guys, my party, right? It is going to be one of the hottest parties, okay? And I'm not going to have it nowhere near Noel, okay? We are talking posh, secluded, Miami Beach location.
It sounds like the Fire Festival a little bit.
No. We're talking Miami Beach, okay? And everybody likes to party in Miami Beach.
So, I've never been to Miami.
I know. That's because it's my stomping grounds, girl. Okay? You ever hear the saying, bringing my talents to South Beach?
Go ahead, finish.
Those from my basketball days when I was a Knick.
You were never a Knick.
I was a Knick. I told you and I explained it to you.
And you never did rap for anybody.
I was a rapper. I was with Big E in the studio.
Rap, I'll wait.
No, we're not. This is not a rap show. This is a contest show, okay?
All right, then finish your party. After you insulted everybody, now finish your party. Right. And you get paid and I don't. Now finish your party.
So, guys, you're going to come to my party, right? We're talking beach atmosphere, barbecue, Long Island iced teas, pina coladas, you know, good-looking people, good weather, okay? Being in the sun for fun, pool, jacuzzi. You're talking everything you can do to have a great time in Miami Beach, okay? Might even have, you know, some entertainment come. I'm going all out. Whose party do you want to come to? Who do you want to hang out with? Okay?
I'm a simple person, Vito. I'm a simple person.
What, are you going to have Ritz crackers?
No, I'm a foodie, guys. I love food. So I'm going to have tons of food. And I don't mean like big Vito food. Because Vito will try to serve you like hummus and carrots and carrot sticks. Not me, baby. We're having we're having pizza. We're having soggies. We're having cheesesteaks, French fries. I'm going to have one of those fountains where the stuff comes out of it. Usually it's alcohol. Mine is going to be nacho cheese. And I'm going to nacho cheese on this side and a chocolate fountain on this side where you can dunk your marshmallows. And I'm going to have different bonfires set up so you can toast s'mores. Plus, all my friends are hot. They look like this. Oh, this side. Picture will be right up there. They look like that. All my friends are hot. So you can come hang out with us. Plus, I'm going to have big screen TVs where you can sit and play PlayStation on one set, Xbox on the other set, play your Nintendo over here, classic games over here. Good music. I'm talking the good stuff, not the music like Vito listens to, like that Paul Anka, like she's having my baby crap he tries to play on the show all the time.
Why?
Like,
because
I'm going
to
have good music.
Why? Because I try to be a family man, right? But then on my wild side, you couldn't keep up.
I said I'm a simple person. So we're partying, we're having a good time, and then after all of it is done, we're all going to get into the buses I will have waiting outside, and we're all going to go to Disney World for fireworks, baby. Oh, yeah. Disney for fireworks. And a meet and greet with Mickey Mouse. Top that.
Guys, you know where the party's at, okay? When you got beach volleyball.
Do you have any celebrities coming to your to your party?
Yeah.
Who, you?
No, I'm not going to disclose that because I don't want you to try to persuade them to come to your party because then they'll be too tired to come to mine. So I'm not saying who.
Yeah, sure. There'll be tons of celebrities. I have celebrity friends. They'll be at the party.
Who do you know? Who's coming
to you? Everybody. I'll put out a public invitation right now. I already invited David Arquette to come to Disney World with us. He can come
did
to my
show?
Party.
No.
Babe, we haven't made arrangements to go to Disney here. I mean, really? I'll invite everybody. Plus, like, all your friends, I'm friends with their wives. So your celebrity friends, like, I'm friends with their wives who make all the plans, so they'll be at my party, too. Guys like the Road Warriors? Adam will be at my party. Why? Friends with his wife.
And just when your party busts, don't think you're coming to my party to crash.
No, we'll be at Disney World, watching the fireworks.
Hello, fine sir. May we crash your party?
Why is he so mean to everyone?
Huh?
You're so mean. No, I don't know why. Like, I'm very laid back and... Like,
you're laid back. You're bringing out an arsenal just to
No, I'm just
trying
telling
to
you
sway
if I
the boats.
But this is what if I were planning a party, this is what I would plan. I would have all kinds of really good food, and you have video games
and
to
I won't
play,
have
good
food.
Music. No, you eat carrots and celery. You don't even eat. You haven't eaten in like 3 days. In fact, I think when I'm done, I'm going to order like some DoorDash, but like you haven't eaten in days. Like you're going to go to Vito's party? He doesn't even eat. He doesn't even eat. And I'm friends with the bartenders at like 11, so they're not going to be at your party. They're going to be at mine because they're like,
bitches are on
my
the
friends.
DL of my book. Come on.
They're me and Lily Fox will be there.
Lily is not going to your party.
She's my best friend.
And the only reason she's your best friend is because I made it possible for the hookup.
Is there anything else that you made possible in my life? Did you create the heaven and earth in 7 days too?
Are you here today because of me?
No, I'm here today because of Mark and Joyce from Pennsylvania. They got together and got married in the 70s. And then they had a beautiful baby girl that, you know, that's me. That's why I'm here today.
The lies that are going.
But that's
she is really doing the desperado thing here.
I am just being myself. I can't be that. Like, look, I'm just a regular person. I wear nerd glasses because I can't see. I walk with a walker. I'm wearing just a plain black t-shirt. Here you are. You probably have on $400 pair of sunglasses.
Fine.
That's what I thought. $500. You know how much I paid for these guys? Not even $20. Like, come on. I'm just a simple person.
They're Versace.
They say Versace on the side. And you're wearing the bandana and you're wearing it. I'm wearing cut-off jeans, a bracelet my mommy gave me, some like $15 glasses. I dye my own hair. Like, come on. Like, what else do you want? I'm just a simple person. You get paid for the show. I know. I'm just a regular, simple person. That's it. But my party, if I had an unlimited budget, would be like, it would be fun. It'd be a dance floor and everybody could dance.
I have a dance floor.
Yeah, you're playing Paul Anka. Why don't you sing us a few bars of She's Having My Baby? Oh, are you going to have Tony Orlando show up?
I'm a rapper, yo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent might be coming to my play. You know what I mean?
Maybe I'll invite Vince to my party and he can spin some albums.
Vince is my friend. Okay? The only reason you're on this brand show is because of me.
Why are you so mean to me?
Okay?
Why are you so mean to me?
I'm not mean
to
you.
Out of the kindness of my heart, I married you.
Out of the kindness of my heart, I proposed to you. You could have said no.
Well, I'm not mean. I kind of felt bad. You were on the floor and you were ruining your pants.
Yeah, there was some fucking $500 pants, yo.
Yeah. I don't have $500 pants. I never had $500 pants. I'm a simple person.
You're a simple person.
I'm simple. I just want to have fun with everybody.
I want to have fun too. Okay?
Give me more details
but
of your
everybody
party.
Getting against me on these polls.
See, that's what this is really about. He takes it personal. For me, it's just a vote. So now he wants to make it like him versus me. But like,
every week I come on here. Every week I gotta entertain you and these people. And what happens? I get crap for it.
No, you get paid. I don't get anything.
I don't get paid enough.
Well, at least you admit you get paid now. You get paid. I don't get anything. I get nothing. Zero. And I still have to edit this, add all the music, upload it, write the thing, put the poll out, count the votes. And you just sit here with your $500 Versace glasses, getting your paycheck, saying, my elbow's better than Hogan, prove me wrong. And then I've got to come in here and go, really, Vito, really? This is what we're doing this week? And then that's what we do. You want this to be a you versus me? That's fine. I vote for Vito. His party will have Paul Anka and carrots.
You know, you try to play romantic songs with your wife, you know what I mean? And like,
Tony Orlando's.
No, I didn't
ever
play
no.
And it was never
no
Tony Orlando on Tie Yellow.
You played it last night.
I did not.
You lie like a dog.
I played this song, "Having My Baby."
He knows how much I hate that song. Hate it. He won't let us have a baby.
And she's having his. You know, Every time, you know what I mean? That's what
and you've never said the correct words to a song in your entire life.
Because I see it growing. Just look at your thighs and you just know it.
Are you done?
Oh, you have it, my baby. Thank you.
Okay. Are you done now? Are you done?
Is she singing a romantic song to you?
That's not romantic.
Having my baby.
I can't have your baby. You told me we're not allowed to have babies, but you're singing a song about babies. I never even got
be my baby mama.
You can't even come up with words.
I don't want, because you're making it looking like you stop me. Because then I have to hear it after we're all fair. Why'd you sing that song? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And I don't want to hear it.
You still haven't said anything about your party is going to be in Miami.
The party's going to be in Miami. It's going to be beach poolside, okay? Got volleyball. We're going to have jacuzzi, champagne, okay? Mimosa. It's going to start at 12, probably end at 12, okay? 12 to 12, coast to coast. We're going to have a lot of games, a lot of prizes, a lot of fun, okay? A lot of great.
How are you
going to
give
food away
prizes? What, do you have a corporate sponsor for your party?
See, but now, now you're trying to get in my
personal. I'm asking about your prize. You're supposed to tell the people. I'm not giving away prizes. I just like want to hang out with everybody and just have fun. Right. And then we'll go to Disney World. All right. That's
and then we're gonna be on the beach. We're going to have dance contests. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have, you know, it's going to be catered just like, you know, having a fabulous South Beach party, barbecue, everything.
Is Vince going to spin albums? He'll be at my party.
No, I probably don't even want him because he's
you
a
won't
jerk.
Invite
no,
him.
No, I'm not. I'm not. He's a jerk. He'll probably vote for you.
Is there anybody that you like on this planet? Is there anyone you actually like? Other than baby Lexi, is there anybody you actually like on this planet Earth? There isn't. You don't like anybody, do you?
Guys.
You turned into the biggest heel because you're upset because you lose a vote every week.
I think it's a bunch of garbage right now. Okay, that I have to go through these great lengths to prove my grand. When I told you guys I played for the Knicks, okay? Yo, man, we got to form a name. I told you I was a rapper with Big E. I brought back the old street cred name, the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G. I got t-shirts on the big website. All right? I'm bringing it back, yo. Okay? And then what do I get? This.
I think I'm pretty nice. I take care of you and stuff.
How do you take care of me?
I cook for you when you eat.
You don't cook nothing.
I cook every day. When you eat. You're meeting in like 3 days. And I clean and all the time. I keep make sure you have clean towels. And I handle all your business stuff online. And I book all your things. And I do all that. And I don't make no money. I just do it to help you.
You live here in this beautiful casa.
I also
5,000 square foot of friggin' luxury living.
But I also pay to live here too. Like my money goes and like the lights are on because like I pay up. But I don't make any money.
The least you can do is pay electric bill, girl.
I pay the water bill and the electric bill and all the other bills. And you just are like, oh, my fault. And yeah, you're lucky you live here. Well, you're lucky the lights are on. Like, what do you want me to do for you?
This is...
I'm going to be serious, Vito. Like, I don't want to come to your party. It sounds like a bummer. Like, you could go to any club and have a crowded dance floor in Miami.
We're not talking about going to a club.
No, wait, no, I'm saying you could go to any club and do yours. Like, what's special? Like, I'm taking everybody.
What's special about you? How would you like a French fry?
We're going to have really good food and play video games, and there's going to be good music, and we're going to hang out.
Video games?
Yeah, I like to play video games. Like, I like to play video games. I like to play basketball video games. And I see I can't play real basketball anymore. So I play the video games now. We'll play that Batman game I love. Get on my Xbox.
Please, sir. May I have another small portion, sir?
But that's the kind I'm going to have really good, like, I'll get, like, really good steaks flued out from Philly cheesesteaks. We'll get a wit or wit out. Get some Philly cheesesteaks in there. Big pizzas, the big kind. Ooh, some donuts. Dippin' Donuts, shout out, because their video is a bomb. And we had their donuts one time, and they're delicious. We have a big donut tower.
Oh, so you're going to have donuts as breakfast?
No, I'm going to have donuts with all the food. I'm going to have a big, huge, the best of food buffet. Chicken fingers? I haven't had a chicken finger in so long. I love chicken fingers.
Why do you live here? You sound so deprived.
Well, everything's closed. We're on quarantine, so nothing here is open that I could get a chicken finger. I mean, I can get chicken nuggets, but there's no place open for chicken fingers here. Oh, remember when I got 40 McNuggets for $9.99? I should do that tonight. McNuggets are delicious. I like the sweet and sour sauce. You don't care, do you? You guys like the sweet and sour sauce? That should be a vote. What's the best nugget topping? What's your best nugget dip?
Honey mustard.
You eat nuggets?
No, you said, what's the best dip?
Yeah, for your nuggets. Do you eat nuggets? Let's order some nuggets tonight. Do you eat nugs? I got really excited because I thought maybe you would have some nuggets with me. Your party sounds okay, V. I mean, if you guys want to go to Vito's party, that's fine. If you want to come to my party and play some, like, Xbox and PlayStation and hang out and let Vince spin his albums and we'll have lots of really, really good food and all my hot chick friends. And beer! Some... We're going to have beer!
I have hot chick friends, too. Okay.
Would it be that 400-pound lady you tried to hook Presto up with for his birthday? The one with the bald spot and no teeth?
He's still saying this.
Yeah, you heard him yesterday. He said it yesterday. He
and
really said
why
it.
Did he say it? Because he was with... He's a battered husband, guys.
No, he is not.
Battered husband, okay?
No, he is not.
All right. And anytime his wife is around, can't ever have no guy talk, no bro time, you know what I mean?
His wife could care less.
All right. And then when, you know, when everybody's around, it's just the bros and no hoes, then, you know, yeah, that was some shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. The way you hooked up shit, the way we did shit, man, you know, come up with some more shit. You know, that's where we go, right?
Can we just order some McNuggets? They're still on sale for $40 for $9.99. I mean, you're the one that gets paid for the show. I don't get
it. You want to order McNuggets? Order McNuggets. I don't know what to tell you, okay?
I like McNuggets with the sweet and sour sauce.
All right.
Will you eat some?
No.
Should that be Vito's punishment? He's got to eat some nuggets. Not this show, because they wouldn't get here in time. But should that be Vito's punishment? Because you're already almost another month in, which means 2 months. Should you have to sit down and eat 40 McNuggets for $9.99?
That's disgusting.
And we'll see you next week for that one, because that's happening. I'm going to order 40 nuggets for $9.99.
Your face is going to become greasy. You're going to get a pimple. Everything is
you gonna... are, because you're going to eat 40 McNuggets as a punishment.
Do you believe this is what I'm putting up with him, guys?
I hurt my neck doing that.
Okay, see?
But I got really excited for nuggets.
Lord,
who doesn't?
Lord has struck you.
I really did hurt my neck doing that. That
card's great.
Well, what else is new? All right, guys. So we have come to the end of the show. Vito, final pitch.
Guys, you want to come to the BIGV from the LOG. Come to the hottest and most exciting beach party that you'll ever come to, Miami Beach. Guys, come bring a suit, bring some dinner clothes, or bring nothing at all. It's going to be one festive affair, and it's going to be hot, hot, hot. It's going to be good food, good drinks, good music, prizes, giveaways, and some fine-looking everything that you could think of. Go.
Okay, guys. So if you want to have celery and listen to Paul Anka, you can head over to Miami with this guy where he has a dress code and all this shit. Or you can come hang out with me where we're going to have video games and Xbox and really good music. I'm going to let Vince come and play some albums. It's going to be... all my hot chick friends there, really good food. I mean, I'm bringing in cheesesteaks from Philly. I'm going to have hoagies. I'm going to have pizza. I'm going to have a nacho fountain. I'm going to have a chocolate fountain. We're going to have a really good time. We're going to have a lot of fun. Maybe I'll even bring in my buddy, Nick G, my son. He'll come here. You know, he's really funny. He's a really good time. Lil Fox will be there. Wear whatever you want. Be comfortable. Then we're going to get on the big coach buses and go watch the fireworks at Disney. And then we're going to have a lovely meet and greet with Monsignor Mickey Mouse. And then we can all get up the next morning and have pancakes. And there'll be nugs!
Cricket, cricket.
Well, I thought my party sounded fun. I have
guys,
parties. Plus, I don't get paid for this show, but Vito does.
Guys, okay.
Now, true story.
You know the vote, okay? Now, it's the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G, the Skullster, against N-O-E.
That's it? That's all I get?
No.
I used to be the queen of the cat fight.
No.
The queen of the cat fight, Noelle Harlow LaGrasso. Vote for me. You can come to Disney. There's fireworks and chicken nuggets and a nacho fountain. Who's in? No? All right, guys, here's how you vote. Here's how you vote. You go over to Twitter, and I will have a little poll up that we will both be sharing during the week. Magic Capital T Spiller or the Big Vito Brand. Go ahead and place your little check mark there to vote. You can also just shoot us an email at the Big Vito Brand. You go to our Facebook, facebook.com/thebigvitobrand. You can say who you vote for on there. Also, we have some redesigns to our websites. We'd love for you guys to go check those out. It's thebigvitobrand.com, bigvito.com, and harlowinc.com. I also want to thank Eric Kent, who did the beautiful design for us for our new studio. It's on my website if you want to see it. We absolutely love it because we are Disney people, and it is the perfect Disney picture of us. We love it to death. So thank you very much, Eric. So anything else you want to put out there? Oh, your t-shirt? You want to plug your t-shirt?
Yeah, guys, go to the website. Check out the new brand t-shirt, you know, the BIGV from the LOG. You know, buy it, it's on sale. You know, if you need, okay, just do your thing. You know, press the subscribe button, you know, subscribe to help the brand so we can provide for our parties. So all we need you to do is hit the subscribe button. Go
to
Amazon.
Yeah, hit the subscribe button. We'll pay for Vito's 40 nuggets he's going to eat next week.
All right. We appreciate some subscribers. You know, it helps out with the budget for the parties. So subscribe. Okay?
On twitch.tv/thebigvitobrand. Because remember, we're on the Russo brand. They subscribe. It doesn't matter to us. But if you subscribe on Twitch and you have Amazon Prime, you get us for free.
Got it.
That's it. Just vote. And next week, we will see you back here on the Russo brand, where Vito will eat 40 chicken McNuggets with honey mustard sauce.
Good luck.
See you at the parties.